This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A tragic incident involving actor Alec Baldwin, who fired a prop gun while making a movie western in New Mexico, say authorities, killing the cinematographer and wounding the director, they say. Alec Baldwin's spokesman says this was an accidental misfire. An investigation's underway. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
What was supposed to be a routine day of filming for the western movie Rust has turned tragic. The movie's director of photography is dead, and director Joel Souza was injured when they were shot by a prop gun discharged by actor Alec Baldwin. It's unclear how the incident occurred. Authorities near Santa Fe are investigating. The photo director, identified as Hala Hutchins, was airlifted to a hospital where she died. Souza was taken to the ER at another hospital. Local news reports say Baldwin was seen at the sheriff's office in tears, but reporters were unable to elicit a comment from him. Baldwin is listed as both star and producer of the movie. Production on it has been shut down. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
The CDC has signed off on COVID boosters. There are still restrictions on who qualifies for a booster and when. The AP's Mike Hempen with the bottom line.
Millions of Americans could be closer to getting a COVID-19 vaccine booster shot. A Centers for Disease Control panel endorsed extra doses of all three U.S. vaccines and said people can pick a different brand than their previous shot.
We still don't know how he died, but the FBI is confirming that Brian Laundrie's remains have been found in a Florida nature preserve. He was a person of interest in the death of girlfriend Gabby Petito. They'd been on a cross-country trip. Alabama executed Willie B. Smith III last night for killing a woman he kidnapped from an ATM, robbed, then took to a cemetery and shot dead. This is AP News. China's got a warning for the U.S., the AP's Karen Shamas reports.
In response to President Biden's comments on Taiwan, China has said there is no room for compromise on the subject. President Biden had commented that the U.S. will defend Taiwan if attacked by China. China's response was unwavering, as Foreign Ministry spokesman Wang Weibin said no concessions will be given over the issue. He reasserted China's long-standing claim that the island is its territory. Wang went on to say that the Taiwan issue was an internal affair of China that allows no foreign intervention. I'm Karen Chamas.
The world's biggest triceratops skeleton has sold at auction for almost $8 million. The skeleton is more than 66 million years old. It was found in South Dakota in 2014. The dinosaur died in an ancient floodplain on what was then an island continent. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.